listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Pet Life Radio. We are the Pampered Pooch with Vicki Nixon and Christine Latham. Today we're going to talk about a special way you pamper your pooches, which is animal communication. Sometimes we have issues or things going on, we just can't put our finger on it.
This is Christine from the Pampered Pooch, and I'm at the Redford Doggy Rama. I'm here with Julie from Gertie Gear. Julie, can you tell us a little bit about what Gertie Gear is?
Gertie Gear is fashionable pet airbeds. I have a senior beagle, about 13, 14 years old, that has a lot of health problems, including, you know, back problems, sometimes incontinence. She slobbers a lot because she incessantly licks her paws. And I just got tired of buying the, you know, typical kind of bed with stuffing or foam in it because, you know, Gertie needs extra support. She always has to have a bed to lie in. And, you know, if she urinated on the bed or something, we would be doing emergency loads of laundry. And we had to have three or four at a time so that if, you know, one was air drying or one's washing and then she's got one and they keep falling apart when you put them in the laundry. And, you know, it just got frustrating. I kept buying a bed like every other month. And I wanted to come up with a solution that would make my life easier, but that also that she would be more comfortable in and provide the full support that she needs. So essentially, I named the product Gertie Gear because of Gertie. And essentially, there's an inflatable piece, a round inflatable piece on the inside that's covered completely with a marine canvas cover that protects the inflatable, which cat claws can't get through, dog claws can't get through. And then on the outside of that is a fashionable slip cover, which is made of apparel fabric, all different kinds and colors and patterns. And the canvas as well as the outer slip covers are completely machine washed and dry. Generally, I just take off the outer cover, especially if there's been a lot of shedding or something, and throw that into the laundry and just throw another one on. And, you know, I made the first one, had a prototype made by a friend, and other friends saw them when they came over and liked them a lot. So I decided, okay, well, you know, maybe there's something to this. Maybe I should start manufacturing these. So I learned how to sew.
Yeah.
And purchased, you know, all the materials. And I'm a graphic designer, art director by trade. So I did the logo and all the marketing stuff. And we've been going for about a year and a half selling them, visiting, you know, doing artisans markets this summer, dog type events like this, as well as obedience and agility dog shows, and there's been very well received. This April, we were actually chosen for the Earth Day in Hollywood campaign, where 25 of the most eco-conscious celebrities in Hollywood, you know, including Ellen DeGeneres and Drew Barrymore and Justin Timberlake, all got a pet airbed.
Oh, cool.
Because they're sustainable qualities, because they tend to last, you know, several times more than other beds, because they never compress or fall apart in the wash. They don't hold odors. They're vet recommended for their orthopedic benefits. But yet, you know, the orthopedic beds actually cost a lot more, but they still have foam, which holds odors. And they eventually do decompress. So, plus they're, you know, made at home at the moment. They're not made in a big factory, and all the materials are purchased domestically. So, you know, they have a smaller eco footprint, and, you know, they're just better for the owners, the dogs, and, you know, the environment. So.
Very cool. Now, how often do you have to, like, do you have to put air back into the bed at all?
We've been using the same original beds for almost 2 years now, and I've never had to blow them up.
Yeah,
unless they're out in, like if you put them in the car overnight and it gets cold, it decompresses a little bit. But that's just a natural thing. But I've never had them leak yet.
Well, that's very cool. And about how much does, you know, what are the different sizes and about how much do they cost?
There's three different sizes, a 30-inch, a 36-inch, and that's diameter, and a 46. The 30-inch is 45. The medium is 55. The larger ones start at 95. And the smaller beds come with a basic, solid choice of colors, flannel, cotton cover. The larger ones come with a fleece, or you can have a suede or a silky print, since it's a little bit more of an investment. And then there's all kinds of apparel fabric, slip covers of different types of fabrics, as well as colors and patterns, depending on, you know, what you're, you know, to fit the decor in your home.
Yeah. And how much do the extra covers cost generally, or does that vary depending on what it is?
Yeah, it absolutely varies based on the type of fabric. You know, there's some flannel and cotton prints that the replacement covers for the smaller sizes are 19 and 22. And then they go all the way up to, you know, there's some silky and suede cloth type prints that are a little more expensive at 37 and 44.
Yeah, but really for what you're getting, like you said, you know, you don't go through the beds like you would if you bought a typical dog bed. So it sounds like it's a good investment.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of an investment, but there's a lot of value to it.
Right.
Plus, if you have a senior dog, if you look for online for orthopedic beds,
yeah,
you start at 100,
yeah,
and for a large dog, it can go up to 600, 700.
Right.
So
yeah,
in that sense, you know, there's a lot more value to it, and it's a lot more economical.
That sounds good. And we can basically check out Gertie Gear at www.gertiegear.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in just a few moments after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages.